15.
撒母耳记下第十九章第十五节。
The king then returned and came as far as the Jordan, and the Judah came to Gilgal in order to go to meet the king, to bring the king across the Jordan.
王就回来，到了约旦河，犹大人来到吉甲，要去迎接王，请他过约旦河。
This is after the death of Absalom.
这是在亚沙龙去世以后。
The men of Judah asked David to come back to Jerusalem.
那犹大人就来邀请王大卫王回到耶路撒冷。
And David and his people returned and came as far as the river of Jordan.
王和跟随他的人就回来到了约旦河。
At the same time, the men of Judah came to the river of Jordan to meet the king.
那在这个时候，犹大人就到约旦河来迎接王。
Then it's during this time, Bible recorded three individuals that also came to meet the king David.
就在这个时候，圣经记载了有三个人，他们也来到约旦河在迎接王。
These three individuals were very different three individuals.
这是三位非常不同的人物。
They all have a very different view on the kingship of David.
他们每一个人对大卫的王权都有不同的看见。
And this morning we want to look at these three distinct individuals and how they view the kingship of David.
今天早上我们要来看这三个人并他们对大卫王的王权的看见。
And we pray the Holy Spirit will move in our heart so we can see us in them.
我愿意圣灵在我们心中工作，让我们也能够看在他们的身上看见我们的自己。
We can read their story and reflect upon our own life.
当我们读他们的故事的时候，我们也能够来思想回顾我们的一生。
And to reflect our view on our Lord's kingship.
也能够来看见回顾我们看主的王权是什么。
And we'd like to look at the first man.
我们要来看第一个人。
We only read two verses.
我们只会读两节的圣经。
We don't have time to go through the many verses, but we try to give you enough background to understand.
我们没有时间能够读所有要读的圣经，我们只给你一点点的背景。
A first person is Shimei.
第一个人是示买。
Okay. Second Samuel chapter 19 verse 19. So he is Shimei. So she said to the king, "Let not my God consider me guilty, nor remember what your servant did wrong on the day when my lord the king came out from Jerusalem, so that the king would take it to heart."
第十九节，这是示美对王说话。我主我王出耶路撒冷的时候，仆人行悖逆的事，现在求我主不要因此加罪于仆人，不要纪念，也不要放在心上。
This is the first person, Shimei.
这是第一个人，示美。
Let's look at the second person.
让我们看第二个人。
Second Samuel verse 19.
撒母耳记记下第十九章。
Chapter 19 verse 26.
第二十六节。
This person is Mephibosheth.
这个人是米非波设。
So he answered, "O my lord, the king, my servant deceived me, for your servant said, 'I will saddle a donkey for myself, that I may ride on it, and go with the king, because your servant is lame.'"
米非波设对王说，我主我王，仆人是瘸腿的，那日我想要被驴骑上与王同去，无奈我的仆人欺哄了我。
And there's a third person,
那这里还有第三个人。
Barzillai。
这是巴西来。
Verse 32。
第三十二节。
Now, Barzillai was very old, being 80 years old, and he had sustained the king while he stayed at Mahanaim, for he was a very great man.
第三十二节，巴西来年纪老迈，已经八十岁了。王住在马哈念的时候，他就拿食物来供给王。他原是大富户。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for giving us this time of fellowship.
天父，我们感谢你给我们这样一起有交通的时间。
We also pray that your presence will be with us.
我们愿意你的同在，与我们在一起。
And your anointing will be upon all of us.
愿你的膏来膏我们每一个人。
Without your presence and anointing, that we will not be able to share and to translate and to hear.
没有你的同在，没有你的膏油，我们就没有办法来说、来翻译、来听。
As we consider your word, may we all in our spirit to agree that Jesus shall take the highest honor.
愿我们一起，当我们一起再来思想你的话语的时候，我们众人都说耶稣应该得到最高的地位。
May you be the Lord of this time.
愿意你成为这个时间的主。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Now, if you read the 2 Samuel, you will realize from chapter 14 until chapter 19, David, the king David, was not in Jerusalem.
当你读撒母耳记下从14章到19章的时候，你就发现一件事情，大卫王不是在耶路撒冷做王。
I am not exactly correct. This is a story about how David was removed from Jerusalem.
我应该这么说，这一段经文说到大卫，他在那个时候被迫离开耶路撒冷。
When Absalom rebelled against David, David fled from Jerusalem.
当亚撒龙反叛大卫的时候，大卫就逃离耶路撒冷。
He fled to the east side of the river of Jordan.
他就逃到约旦河的东边。
Therefore, it was Absalom who was sitting on the throne in Jerusalem.
在那个时候是亚撒龙，他是坐在耶路撒冷的宝座上。
This is a very serious spiritual matter.
这个在属灵的事物上是一件非常严重的问题。
Who is sitting on the throne in Jerusalem?
谁是坐在耶路撒冷的宝座上呢？
Jerusalem still looked the same.
耶路撒冷仍然是一样。
The wall was still there.
他的城墙仍然在那里。
The palace was still there.
他的王宫仍然在那里。
A service was still there.
他的一切的仪式都在那里。
Even the throne itself was still there.
就是这个宝座都仍然在那里。
But David was not there.
但是大卫却不在那里。
And Absalom was sitting on the throne.
亚撒龙在那个时候是坐在宝座上。
And Absalom was the third son of David.
亚撒龙是大卫的第三个儿子。
But Absalom spiritually represents someone who is totally opposite of David.
但是在属灵的意义上，亚撒龙所代表的是与大卫完全相反的。
David was the man after God's own heart.
大卫是一个合乎神心意的人。
And Absalom is the man after his own heart.
但是亚撒龙却是一个要合他自己心意的人。
If you look at the story of Absalom, everything Absalom did is to satisfy his own heart.
你读亚撒龙的故事的时候，你看见他所做的每一件事情都是要来满足他的自己。
To satisfy Absalom's heart, he went so far as to kill or want to kill his own father.
他为了要满足他自己的意愿，他甚至要杀死他自己的父亲。
Because he want to satisfy his own heart.
因为他要满足他自己的心意。
Therefore, spiritually, Absalom represents the flesh.
因此，在就着属灵的意义而言，亚撒龙就代表我们的肉体。
And therefore, during that period of time, it was the flesh sitting on the throne in Jerusalem.
因此，在那个时候，就是我们就是肉体是坐在耶路撒冷的宝座上。
It is a very serious spiritual matter.
这是一个非常严肃的属灵的问题。
So, brother and sister, this morning we ought to consider together who is sitting on the throne of our heart.
弟兄姐妹们，今天早上我们要一同来思想，是谁坐在你心中的宝座上？
Is it David or is it Absalom?
是大卫呢，还是亚撒龙？
Is it David or is it Absalom?
是大卫呢？还是亚撒龙？
Maybe the wall is there.
也许城墙仍然在那里。
Maybe the palace is there.
这王宫仍然在那里。
Maybe the throne is there.
宝座仍然在那里。
But who is sitting on the throne of our heart?
但是今天是谁坐在我们心中的宝座上？
Is it David?
是不是大卫王？
Or is it Absalom?
还是亚撒龙？
You know, it can be both.
因为不可能是两个人坐在那里。
It can only be one.
只有一个人能坐在那里。
So who is sitting on our heart, on the throne of our heart today?
今天是谁坐在你心中的宝座上？
And last week our brother shared about the vessel, the treasure in earthen vessels.
上一周我们的弟兄与我们交通到那个在瓦器里的宝贝。
And the purpose is to release.The surpassing greatness of power.
他的目的乃是要来显明那莫大的能力。
But some of us may think, why haven't I experienced that surpassing greatness of power?
也许我们在座的人有问说，为什么我还没有经历过这个莫大的能力呢？
And it is a fact that we all have the treasure in our heart.
事实上在我们每一个人的心中都有这个宝贝。
But if the treasure is in my heart, why haven't I experienced the surpassing greatness of power?
若是这个宝贝在我的心中，为什么我没有经历到这莫大的能力呢？
Because the treasure is not sitting on the throne of our heart.
这乃是因为这宝贝不是坐在我们心中的宝座上。
If the treasure is sitting on the throne of our heart, we will experience the surpassing greatness of power.
若是这个宝贝是坐在我们心中的宝座上，我们就要经历这莫大的能力。
So when Paul and Silas sang the hymns in the jail in Philippi.
当保罗和希拉在腓立比的监狱里面，在那边唱诗祷告的时候
，It was because the treasure was sitting on the throne of their heart.
乃是因为那宝贝坐在他们心中的宝座上。
It's not about the wall.
并不是关到城墙，
It's
关乎城墙。
It's not about the palace.
也不是关乎王宫。
It's not about the physical throne.
也不是那宝座。
It is about who is sitting on the throne.
乃是关乎是谁坐在宝座上。
So after Absalom was killed, and David returned to Jerusalem.
所以当亚撒龙被战死死以后，大卫王就回来到了约旦河。
This is a very important matter during the time.
在那个时候，这是一件非常重要的事情。
Bringing David back to Jerusalem is a very critical spiritual matter.
把大卫王带回到耶路撒冷是一件非常重要属灵的关键的关键。
Last week we talk about we are afflicted in every way.
我们常常说我们四面受敌。
You know, many of us today.Are afflicted from many, many different ways.
我们许多人在受到不同的事物来四面的攻击。
Some of us are afflicted by the economic situation.
我们有些人，我们受敌是因着这个经济的环境。
For those who are raising children, in many ways we're afflicted by the challenges of raising children today.
那有养育儿女的，就因着养育儿女的这些挑战，我们而四面受敌。
And this brings pressure to each family.
这就为着每一个家庭里都带进了压力。
And this pressure sometimes even causes a difficulty between husband and wife.
这个压力常常甚至会带来在夫妻之间的难处。
We are fighting many battles.
我们常常在那边征战。
And from the morning until very late in the evening.
从早到深夜。
And we are exhausted every day by all the battle we're facing.
我们每一天因着这许许多多的征战，我们是何等的疲惫。
How do we sustain ourselves in this environment?
我们如何在这样的环境里面来支持我们的自己？
The hope is in the treasure.
这个盼望乃是在这宝贝。
But the real solution is returning the treasure to the throne of our heart.
但真实的方法乃是把这个宝贝带回到我们心中的宝座上。
If the treasure sits on the throne, then we will not be crushed.
若是这个宝贝坐在我们心中的宝座上，那我们就不会被困住。
Because there is the surpassing greatness of power.
因为那有莫大的能力。
And when David came to the river of Jordan,
当大卫来到约旦河,
there are three individuals came to meet him.
那有三个人来迎接他。
And it's very interesting, three individuals.
这三个人是非常有意思的。
And they're all very, very different.
他们是非常不同的。
The first person was Shemaiah.
第一个人就是示美。
And he hurried and came down with the men of Judah to meet David.
他很快的就与示美急忙与犹大人一同下去迎接大卫王。
This was the person who cursed David when David departed Jerusalem.
当这个人当大卫王逃离耶路撒冷的时候，他是咒骂他的人。
To Shimei, to this person, it was not very important who was sitting on the throne in Jerusalem.
对示买而言，谁坐在耶路撒冷的宝座上没有关系。
It's okay if David sits there.
若是大卫在宝座上也可以。
It's fine if Absalom sits there.
若是亚撒龙坐在宝座上，那也可以。
But Shimei had a problem.
但是示美有一个问题。
But David was coming back.
当大卫王回来的时候。
And he cursed David before.
因为他过去曾经咒骂他。
And the second person was Mephibosheth.
第二个人是米菲波设。
And who came down to meet David also?
他也下来迎接大卫。
He was different.
他是不一样的。
To him, it does matter who sits in Jerusalem, who sits on the throne in Jerusalem.
他在乎是谁坐在耶路撒冷的宝座上。
Now he better be David.
这最好是大卫王。
But when Absalom sat on the throne, and she was not very satisfied.
当亚撒龙坐在耶路撒冷的宝座上的时候，他并不满意。
So he never cared for his feet, nor trimmed his mustache, nor washed his clothes from the day the king departed until the day he came back.
所以他自从王去的日子，直到王平平安安回来，没有修脚，没有剃胡须，也没有洗衣服。
And there was a third person, Barzillai.
有第三个人是巴西莱。
And this person was again different.
他也是一个不同的人。
When David came to the east side of Jordan.
当大卫王到约旦河的东边的时候。
And when Absalom was sitting on the throne of Jerusalem.
当亚撒龙坐在耶路撒冷的宝座上的时候。
And Barzillai honored David as the king.
巴西来，他仍然尊大卫为王。
It doesn't matter what our circumstances might be.
不管外面的环境是什么样。
Barzillai always honored David as the king.
巴西来总是尊大卫为王。
Therefore, we want to consider these three individuals and why they have very different view on the kingship of David.
因此我们要来思想这三个人以及他们为什么对大卫的王权有这么不同的认识。
And we want to learn, we want to see ourselves in them.
我们也盼望我们能够在从他们的身上看见我们的自己。
Therefore, I want to go one at a time.
因此我会一个一个人来说。
Let's look at Shimei.
让我们先来看示美。
So who is Shimei?
那谁是示美呢？
More importantly, what Shimei represents spiritually.
那么示美在属灵的意义上所代表的是什么？
Well, Shimei was from the family of House of Saul.
所以示买乃是从扫罗家里的人。
So in the Bible, it's very important to look at the line.
在圣经里面，我们要非常注重这个出来的线。
So Shimei was from the line of Saul.
示买乃是从扫罗家里出来的。
So what was in Saul was also in Shimei.
所以那在扫罗里的。也是在示美的里面。
What was Saul represent spiritually?
那扫罗属灵上所代表的是什么？
Saul was a man who lived by sight and not by faith.
扫罗乃是一个人是凭眼见不凭信心。
He was told by Samuel that.To strike Amalek and destroy all that he has, and do not spare him, but put to death both man and woman, child, infant, ox, sheep, camel, and donkeys.
撒母耳对扫罗说：“你现在你要去击打亚玛力人，灭尽他们所有的，不可怜惜他们，将男女孩童、吃奶的，并牛。”羊、骆驼和驴进行杀死。
Saul was very clear what needed to do.
扫罗知道他非常的清楚的知道他要做什么。
But when Saul saw the lambs, the fatling, the sheep, the oxen, he lived by sight.
但是当扫罗看见这些牛、羊、牛犊、羊羔的时候。他就凭眼见而活。
So he killed the despised and the worthless and kept the best of the oxen, the best of the sheep, the best of the lambs, and best of the fatlings.
因此他就把那些下贱的、瘦弱的都杀了，但是把那上好的牛、羊、牛犊、羊羔，他都并一切美物，他都留下来。
He knew exactly what he needs to do.
他是真是知道他应该要做的事情是什么。
But he lived by sight.
但是他是凭眼见。
He kept the sheep and the oxen that should be utterly destroyed.
他把那些牛羊、牛犊、羊羔应该被灭绝的，他却把它存留了。
And what was in Saul was in Shimei.
那在扫罗里面的。也是在示美的里面。
Why he cursed David?
为什么他要咒骂大卫呢？
Because he lived by sight.
乃是因为他是凭眼见。
Because David was no longer sitting on the throne.
因为大卫那个时候不是在坐在宝座上。
It is Absalom.
是乃是亚撒龙坐在宝座上。
Therefore he cursed David.
因此他就咒骂大卫。
When he saw David was coming back.
当他看见大卫回来的时候
he lived by sight.
他又是凭眼见
He heard, he was trembled.
他听见了他就惧怕
He was afraid of David.
他怕大卫
He lived by sight and not by faith.
他是凭眼见而 不是凭信心
Are we like Shimei?
我们是否都像示买一样
Can we see ourselves in Shimei?
我们是不是能够在我们里面看见示美呢
Do we care Who is sitting on the throne?
我们是不是在乎谁坐在宝座上呢？
Shimei did not care.
示美他一点都不在乎。
But do we care?
但是我们在乎吗？
Oftentimes, we knew exactly what we need to do.
许多的时候我们知道我们所当做的是什么。
That is not the problem.
那个不是一个问题。
But Saul could not do what he needed to do.
但是扫罗却不能够做他行出来他所知道的。
When he saw the best of sheep,
当他看见那上好的羊
，the best of lambs,
他看到那些上好的羊羔
，the best of the oxen,
他看到那些上好的牛。
The Lord is not sitting on the throne of your heart if you keep the best of oxen.And the best of sheep.
若是你存留那上好的牛羊，那么我们的主耶稣就不是坐在你心中的宝座上。
Brothers and sisters, this is something for us to consider this morning.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们今天早上所需要思考的一件
事。Are there any sheep, ox, fowling, or lamb that we should not have kept?
是不是有一些牛羊？牛犊羊羔是我们不应该存留的呢。
We knew we should not have kept, but we liked them so much and we kept them anyway.
我们是否知道我们不应该保留这一些，但是我们却是因为我们这么样的如此的喜欢这些东西，我们仍然保留它们。
If we kept them and our Lord Jesus is not sitting on the throne of our heart.
若是我们今天存留这些东西的话，主耶稣就不是坐在我们心中的宝座上。
Can you hear the bleating of the sheep and the lowing of the oxen?
你是否听见了牛叫跟羊叫跟牛鸣呢？
If you're sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit, you should be able to hear the bleating of the sheep.And the lowing of the oxen in your heart.
若是你对圣灵有一个敏锐的心，你就能够听见在你心中那些羊叫跟牛鸣的声音。
As long as the lowing of the oxen continues, the Lord Jesus is not sitting on the throne of your heart.
只要那还有牛鸣的声音，那么主耶稣基督就不坐在。
As long as the bleating of the sheep continues, the Lord Jesus is not sitting on the throne of your heart.
只要那里仍然还有羊叫的声音，那么主耶稣基督就不坐在你心中的宝座上。
It is the best of the sheep, the oxen, that prevents the Lord Jesus from sitting on the throne of our heart.
乃是那些上好的牛羊来拦阻了主耶稣坐在我们心中的宝座上。
And this is the story of Shimei.
这就是示美的故事。
And one day, just like Shimei, we must meet the Lord at the river of Jordan.
有一天，我们也要像示美一样，在约旦河边来遇见我们的主。
We pray that when we meet our Lord Jesus at the river of Jordan, we will not have the same fear as in the heart of Shimei.
我们实在盼望当那我们遇见我们的在约旦河边遇见我们的主耶稣的时候，我们不会像示美那样有惧怕的心。
Brother and sister, we should not live by sight, we should live by faith.
我们不应当凭眼见，应该凭信心而活。
That is the first person, Shimei.
那就是我们的第一个人示美。
And the second person,
第二个人
Mephibosheth.
米菲波瑟。
Who was Mephibosheth?
谁是米菲波设呢？
He was the grandson of Saul and the son of Jonathan.
他乃是扫罗的孙子，约拿丹的儿子。
After Saul and Jonathan passed away, David showed kindness to Mephibosheth for the sake of Jonathan, and David even invited him to eat at his own table.
在扫罗和约拿丹过世以后，大卫因着约拿丹就恩待了米非波设，甚至邀请他坐在王的桌上。
When David departed Jerusalem, in his heart that Mephibosheth wanted to go with David.
当大卫逃离耶路撒冷的时候，米非波设也有这个心，愿意要跟王去。
But he couldn't because he was lame.
但是他没有办法去，因为他是瘸腿的。
He also knew what he should do.
他也知道他应该做什么。
The problem, his problem is different from Shimei.
他的难处跟示美的难处是不一样的。
His problem is he is lame.
他的问题乃是他是瘸腿的。
He had the same problem as the disciple in Gethsemane.
他跟那个他和那个门徒当年在克西马尼园那个有的是一样的问题。
And those disciples they wanted to pray with the Lord Jesus.
那些门徒们他们真是愿意与主耶稣一起来祷告。
But they couldn't.
但是他们却没有办法。
So Lord Jesus said, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak."
那所以主耶稣对他们说，你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱。
No, his heart, he was willing to go.
他的心，米非波设的心，他愿意要去。
But the flesh was so weak.
但是他的肉体却是那样的软弱。
He was unable to do what he should do.
他没有办法要行他所当做的事。
It was this reason that Mephibosheth did not follow David to the east side of the Jordan.
这就是那个米非波设他没有跟随大卫过到约旦河的东边的原因。
He was not like Shimei.
他跟示美不一样。
He knew that David should be the king.
他知道大卫王应该坐在宝座上。
Absalom should not sit on the throne.
他知道亚撒龙不应该坐在宝座上。
Therefore, he never cared for his feet.
所以他就也没有修脚。
Nor trim his mustache.
他也没有剃胡须。
And not wash his clothes.
他也没有洗衣服。
From the day David departed until the day David came back.
他自从王去的日子，直到王平安回来的时候。
He clearly saw that David should be the king.
他清楚地看见大卫是应该是王。
And he could not rest until David returned.
他没有办法安息，直到王回来。
In other words,He suffered under the kingship of Absalom.
他在亚撒龙的王权之下，他乃是受苦的。
Brothers and sisters, can we see ourselves in Mephibosheth?
我们是否能够在米非波设的身上看见我们的自己呢？
Oftentimes our spirit is willing.
许多的时候，我们心灵是愿意的。
But our flesh is weak.
但是我们的肉体却是软弱的。
We know we should be with the Lord and stand on His side.
我们知道我们应该跟主在一起，站在他那一边。
But our flesh is weak and we are unable to do what we know what we ought to do.
我们的肉体却是何等的软弱，我们没有办法行出来我们应当要做的事。
We all knew that we need to come to the Lord every day.
我们都知道我们应该天天来到主面前。
We all know that Jesus is the bread of life.
我们都知道主耶稣就是我们生命的粮。
We know if we will come to Him, we will not hunger.
我们知道当我们来到他面前，我们就不会饥渴。
Even we all know this.
即使我们都知道这一切。
But we often do not come to the Lord every day.
但是我们却不是天天的来到主面前。
The Spirit is willing.But the flesh is weak.
我们心灵固然愿意，但是我们的肉体却是软弱的。
Can we see ourselves in the life of Mephibosheth?
我们是否能够在米非波设的身上看见我们的自己呢？
Therefore, we suffer greatly under the kingship of Absalom.
因此，我们在亚撒龙的王权之下，我们受极大的苦处。
There are many things like that.
有许多的事情都是像这样子。
We know we need to read the words.
我们知道我们应当读神的话语。
Oftentimes we don't read the words.
但许多的时候我们却不读他的话语。
The flesh is weak.
我们的肉体是软弱的。
We know we need to pray and come to the prayer meetings.
我们知道我们应该祷告，我们应该来参加祷告聚会。
But oftentimes we don't.
但许多时候我们却不这么做。
The spirit is willing, The flesh is weak.
我们心灵固然愿意，但是我们的肉体却是软弱的。
We now we need to raise the children for the Lord.
我们知道我们应该照着神的心意来养育儿女。
But oftentimes we raise the children by our sight.
但是我们却常常用我们凭我们的眼见来养育我们的儿女。
We know we need to love our God with all of our heart.
我们知道我们应当尽心来爱我们的主。
But in practice, we love ourselves more than we love God.
但是实际上我们却爱我们的自己过于爱主。
We know we need to love our neighbor just like ourselves.
我们知道我们应当爱人如己。
But we didn't practice that.
但许多的时候我们却没有这样子的操练。
The spirit is willing.
我们的心灵固然愿意。
But the flesh is weak.
但是我们的肉体却是软弱的。
We heard the words of the Lord.
我们听见了主的话。
But we were unable to act upon it.
但是我们却没有办法行出来。
Brothers and sisters, if you hear the words of the Lord and you act upon it,
弟兄姐妹们，你们若是听见了神的话而照着行的话，
then the Lord is sitting.On the throne of your heart.
那么主就是坐在你心中的宝座上。
Every time you obey the Lord, the Lord is sitting on the throne of your heart.
每一次当你顺服主的时候，主就是坐在你心中的宝座上。
Now, if you have some difficulty around you,
若是在你的周围有一些难处，
and that wouldn't go away.
那一直都不过去。
And bother you for so long.
那常常的来搅扰你。
And you don't know why you keep having this problem.
你不知道为什么你一直有这个问题。
You try to deal with the problem and you could not resolve it.
你试着想办法要来解决这个问题，这个难处，但是你却没有办法解决。
And the problem keep coming back.
那这个问题就一次又一次的回来。
And you are dealing with the same issue year after year, year after year.
一年复一年，你就是在那边面对同样的问题。
I would like to remind you to consider this.
我愿意来提醒你来这样子来思想。
The real issue is not the problem you are facing.
这个真正的问题不是你所面对的那个难处。
The real problem is the Lord Jesus is not sitting on the throne of our heart.
真正的问题乃是主耶稣基督没有坐在你心中的宝座上。
As long as our Lord Jesus is sitting on the throne of our heart.
若是主耶稣基督坐在我们心中的宝座上的话，
The Lord Jesus will bring peace to our surroundings.
只要我们的主耶稣坐在我们的心中的宝座上，他就会带来平安。
That surpassing greatness of power will be released from us.
那莫大的能力就要从我们身上显明出来。
So we don't have to deal with those problems.
我们不需要来面对这些难处。
We don't need to solve those problems ourselves.
我们不需要靠着我们自己的能力来解决这些问题。
It's not about earthen vessels.
不是关乎那个瓦器。
It is about the treasures.
乃是宝贝。
And the treasure must sit on the throne.
这宝贝必须要坐在宝座上。
In order to release the surpassing greatness of power.
就能够显明那莫大的能力。
When the Lord Jesus is not on the throne, the problem would not go away.
当主耶稣基督不坐在宝座上，这个问题就永远不会过去。
Therefore, unless David returned to Jerusalem,
除非大卫王回到耶路撒冷，
Mephibosheth's problem would not go away.
米非波设的问题就没有办法解决。
Therefore, he never trimmed his mustache.
所以他也没有剃胡须。
That indicating that the problem will never go away.
那就表示那问题不会过去。
Until David's return.
直到大卫王回到耶路撒冷。
That's the second person.
这是第二个人。
Now we look at the third person.
那我们来看第三个人。
Barzillai.
巴西莱。
As David fled Jerusalem and crossed the river of Jordan.
当大卫逃离耶路撒冷过约旦河的时候，
And Barzillai came among many others.
巴西来就与其他的人一同来见王。
They honor David as the king.
他们尊大卫为王。
They provide food and supply to David and his people for many, many days.
他们就供应大卫和跟随他的人有食物跟用品有许多的日子。
During David's stay on the east side of the river of Jordan is Barzillai who provides the food and supply to David and his people.
当大卫在约旦河东边的时候，是巴西来供应王和跟随他的人的一切的需要。
So who is Barzillai spiritually?
所以属灵上而言，巴西来是谁呢？
Barzillai represents those who overcome.
巴西来乃是代表那些得胜者。
They overcome during the period when Absalom was sitting on the throne.
他们在亚撒龙坐在王位上的时候，他们乃是得胜者。
Now, what is the sign of an overcomer?
那得胜者的记号是什么呢？
The first sign of an overcomer is those who can bring satisfaction to our Lord Jesus.
第一个记号就是那些能够把满意带给我们的主耶稣基督。
Now, today, most of us were focused on being satisfied by our Lord Jesus.
今天我们许多的人都注重于我们要从主那边得到满足。
No, Shimei couldn't even care.
世美根本不在乎。
He never cared to satisfy David.
他根本不在乎要供应大卫的需要。
Mephibosheth was satisfied by David.
米菲波设是受到大卫的满足。
But Mephibosheth could not satisfy David during the time when Absalom was sitting on the throne.
但是当亚撒龙坐在王位上的时候，米菲波设却不能够来满足大卫。
And it was Barzillai who brought satisfaction to David.
乃是巴西来他带来了满足给大卫。
And this is an overcomer.
这就是一个得胜者。
No, he was not like Shimei.
他跟世美不一样。
He honored David as king regardless what outside appearance.
他不管外面的环境如何，他都尊大卫为王。
No, it's very easy to honor our Lord Jesus when everything goes smoothly in our life.
当我们四围的环境一切都非常美好的时候，是很容易来尊主为王。
And it is much difficult to honor Jesus as a king when everything around us in turmoil.
当我们四围的一切的环境都在混乱的时候，要尊主为王是很困难的。
And during the time of 2 Samuel, the majority of the people of Israel rebelled against David.
在撒母耳记下的时候，我们看见大多数的犹大人都背叛了大卫王。
It was very difficult during that time to honor David as king.
在那个时候来尊大卫为王是一件非常困难的事情。
Even the David's counselor rebelled against David.
就是大卫的谋士都背叛了他。
And during that most difficult time, Barzillai honored David as king.
但是在那个非常困难的时候，巴西来仍然尊大卫为王。
Because he lived by faith and not by sight.
因为他是凭信心而活，而不是凭眼见。
Barzillai was not like Mephibosheth either.
巴西来也不像米菲波设。Barzillai
knew what he should be doing.
巴西来知道他应当怎么样做。
And he actually did it.
然后他就行出来。
Then he took the risk of offending Absalom.
他甚至于不爱惜自己的性命。
By supporting David and his people, Barzillai, you know, put himself against Absalom.
当巴西来他来供应大卫和跟随他的人时候，他是把他自己放在敌对与亚撒龙的地位上。
What if David lost in the end?
若是假若大卫最后失败了，那怎么办？
And the life of Barzillai would be in danger.
那巴西来的生命也会受到危险。
But he testified with his own action that David should be the king.
但是他用他的行动来证明大卫 是做王的。
And at all costs.
不管代价是如何。
It doesn't matter what cost he might have to pay.
不管他应要付上怎么样的代价。
Then he testified by his own actions that David should be the king.
他就以他的行动来证明大卫应当是王。
This is the sign of overcomer.
这个是得胜者的一个记号。
So David said to Barzillai.
所以大卫对巴西来说。
Whatever you require of me.I will do for you.
你向我求什么，我都必为你成就。
This is the sign of an overcomer.
这也是得胜者的一个记号。
You know, when the overcomer pray, whatever require of God, and God will do for them.
当得胜者祷告的时候，他们向不管他们向神求什么，神都必为他们成就。
Because Jesus is taking the highest honor in their life.
因为在他们的生活中，耶稣是站在最高的地位上。
Now we don't understand some of the words when Jesus said that whatever you pray, I will answer you.
所以许多时候我们不明白说，耶稣的话说，你们不论向我求什么，我都会答应。
We don't understand because it doesn't really describe what our experience.
因我们不明白，因为这不能说出这是我们的经历。
It is for the overcomer.
那个是为着得胜者。
When Jesus takes the highest place in your life, whatever you pray, Jesus will answer it.
当耶稣在你的生活中站在最高的地位上，那不管你想向神求什么，神都必答应。
Barzillai was 80 years old.
巴西莱已经八十岁。
And he couldn't go to Jerusalem anymore.
他没有办法再到耶路撒冷去。
So he sent his servant King Ham.
所以他就派就让他的仆人金罕。
He actually Chingham was his son.
其实金罕乃是他的儿子。
So he sent his son to go with David.
他就让他的儿子跟王大卫王一起去。
He could no longer follow David, but he passed the torch of testimony to his own son.
他自己不能够再跟随大卫，但是他把这个见证的火炬。传递给他的儿子。
This is another sign of an overcomer.
这个是得胜者的另外一个记号。
They do not live by sight.
他们不是凭眼见而活。
They honor David's king at all time.
他们不论什么时候，他们都尊大卫为王。
Jesus will take the highest place at all time.
耶稣在该得最高的地位，在不管在什么时候。
Even when they have to pay.A heavy price.
就是当他们要付上极大的代价。
They would testify with their own actions.
他们用他们的行动来证明。
And they would have tremendous power in prayers.
他们的祷告是带着极大的能力。
And they pass that torch to the second generation.
他们把那个火炬传递给第二代。
This is overcomer.
这是得胜者。
We hope that we can see ourselves also in Barzillai.
我们但愿我们也能够在巴西莱的身上看见我们的自己。
So, brother and sister, we have to come back now. After we think about these three individuals.
在我们思想过这三个人以后，我们必须要回到一点上。
Then we have to come back and ask ourselves, who are we like?
我们必须要。来问我们的自己，我们像谁呢
？Are we like 洗马耶？
我们是不是像示美
？We all have 洗马 in us。
在我们的里面都有示美。
We do live by sight。
我们是凭着眼见而活。
Without the grace of God, all of us live by sight。
若是没有神的恩典怜悯的话，我们都是凭眼见而活。
Do we really care?Who is sitting on the throne of our heart?
我们是否真正的在乎谁坐在我们心中的宝座上呢？
She might did not care at all.
示美一点都不在乎。
Even Absalom, was sitting on the throne, it was okay to Shimei.
就是亚撒龙坐在宝座上，对示美而言也是没有关系的。
Do we care?
但是我们是否在乎？
If today Absalom is sitting.On the throne of our heart, do we care?
今天若是亚撒龙是坐在我们心中的宝座上，我们是否在乎？
If our flesh sits on the throne of our heart, and we have no concern, and we are like Shimei.
若是今天我们的肉体坐在我们心中的宝座上，而我们却无所谓的话，那我们就是像示美一样。
Are we like Mephibosheth?
我们是否像米菲波瑟呢？
He knew that David should be on the throne.
他知道大卫应当坐在宝座上。
He was sad that Absalom was sitting on the throne in Jerusalem.
当亚撒龙，当他亚撒龙坐在耶路撒冷的宝座上的时候，他心里是何等的悲哀。
But he was too weak to do anything.
但是他却是太软弱，他没有办法做任何的事。
He didn't testify by his own action that David should be the king.
他没有以他的行为来见证大卫是王。
He was unable to follow David.
他没有办法来跟随大卫。
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
心灵固然愿意，但是肉体却是软弱。
Are we like Mephibosheth?
我们是否像米菲波瑟呢？
Do we see ourselves in Mephibosheth?
我们是否在米菲波瑟身上看见我们的自己呢？
Are we like Barzillai?
还是我们像巴西莱一样？
He lived by faith.
乃是个凭信心而活的人。
He didn't care what he saw.
他不管他所看见的是什么。
No, he saw Absalom was sitting on the throne. He saw David fled like the fugitive.
他看见亚撒龙是坐在宝座上，大卫像难民一样逃离。
But he didn't live by his sight.
但是他不是凭他的眼见而活。
David should be the king.
他知道大卫是王。
David should take the highest honor.
大卫是应该得到最高的荣耀。
So he honored David.
因此他尊贵尊大卫为荣。
Even many at the time despised David.
虽然在那个时候有大多数人都是轻看大卫的。
Not only he knew what he should do.
他不仅知道他应该做什么。
He had the strength to do it.
他有能力，他有力量来行出来。
Even at the risk of his own life.
甚至冒着生命的危险。
Therefore, we can say he loved not his own life.
因此我们可以说他是不爱惜他自己的生命。
And he testified that David should be the king.
他见证大卫应该是王。
He was an overcomer.
他是一个得胜者。
Do we see ourselves in Barzillai?
我们是否在我们的里面看见巴西莱？
Brother and sister, we have all of three in us today.
弟兄姐妹们，在我们的里面都有这三个人。
There is Shimei in us.
在我们里面有示美。
There is Mephibosheth in us.
在我们里面有米菲波瑟。
But we thank the Lord, Barzillai is in us as well.
我们感谢主，巴西莱也在我们的里面。
So it is very important for us to go forward and see that Shimei decrease and Mephibosheth decrease and Barzillai increase.
所以当我们在跟随主的路上的时候，我们就看见示美和米菲波瑟在我们身上渐渐的减少。巴西莱渐渐的增加。
Actually, if you use the word of the Bible, we should say, Barzillai must increase, and Shimei and Mephibosheth must decrease.
若是我们用圣经上的话，我们要说，巴西莱必须要增加，示美和米菲波瑟必须要减少。
So going forward, may we be sensitive.
当我们向前走的时候，愿意我们都有敏锐的心。
So we can see now this is Shimei talking.
我们可以看见说，哦，这个现在这个是示美在说话。
This is definitely Shimei talking, so I'm not going to listen to him.
现在这绝对是示美在说话，我绝对不听。
And now this is Mephibosheth.
现在是米菲波瑟在说话。
He's making excuses. I can't hear that. I can't listen to him.
他在那边找借口，我不能做，我不能做，我不能做。
Then I need to ask.You know, what Barzillai will do.
那我就要问我自己，那么巴西莱会做怎么样做呢？
So every time when Shimei is talking in our heart, we need to turn to Barzillai and say what you will do.
当每一次当示美在我们的心中说话的时候，我们就要转向巴西来说，巴西来，你会要怎么样做？
Every time Mephibosheth is making excuses for us, we need to turn to Barzillai, help me to do this.
每一次当米菲波设在那边找借口的时候，我们就要转向巴西来说帮助我们。
If we recognize those voices in our life,
若是我们看见了明白这在我们生活身上的这些声音的话，
Then we learn to deal with them.
那我们就知道如何来面对他
们。It is a battle in our spirit.
这是在我们的心灵里面是一个征战。
It's the battle on who is sitting on the throne.
这个征战乃是谁坐在那宝座上呢？
No, she might want to sit on the throne.
示美她是想要坐在那宝座上。
Mephibosheth wanted to sit on the throne as well. 米菲波
设也是想要坐在宝座上。
But actually, only Barzillai deserved to sit on the throne.
但是只有巴西莱是配坐在宝座上。
Who do you listen to?
你今天听谁呢？
Do you listen to Shimei?
你是否听示美？
Do you listen to Mephibosheth?
你是否听米菲波设呢？
Or you listen to Barzillai?
还是你是听巴西来？
Shimei didn't care.
示美不在乎。
Mephibosheth do care.
米菲波设是在乎。
But only Barzillai willing to pay a price to testify.
但是只有巴西来愿意付上那个代价来见证。
So this is at the base.Of our spiritual life.
这是我们属灵生命的一个根基。
The fundamental of spiritual work is listen to the word of the Lord and be able to follow it.
属灵生命的一个根基就是我们能够听见主的话，能够照着而行。
As simple as this.
这是这样的，就是这样的简单。
But there are three different views.
但是有三个不同的看法。
Shimei didn't care what the Lord is saying.
示美不在乎主说什么。
Mephibosheth do care, but he's weak to act upon it.
米菲波设他在乎主的话，但是他确实太软弱，没有办法来实行。
Only Barzillai was willing to pay a price to obey.
只有巴西莱愿意付上代价来遵行主的话。
And only Barzillai can satisfy our Lord Jesus.
只有巴西莱能够来满足我们的主耶稣基督。
Brother and sister, what was the purpose of us living on this earth?
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天生活在这个世上的目的到底是什么？
And we live on this earth for a very short period of time.
我们在生活在这个世上只是短暂的时间。
It's so short.
是如此的短暂。
So we have to know what is the purpose of us living on this earth.
所以我们必须要来看见、认识我们今天活在这世上的目的是什么。
Is it to satisfy our children?
是否只是来满足我们的儿女呢？
Is it to satisfy our own ambitions?
是不是只是来满足我们自己的雄心呢？
No.
不是的。
The only purpose for us living on this earth is to bring satisfaction to our Lord Jesus.
我们唯一在世上生活的目的就是把满足带到主耶稣面前。
Shimei could never do that.
示美没有办法如此行。
Mephibosheth would never be able to do that.
米菲波设也做不到。
Only Barzillai.
只有巴西莱。
Can bring satisfaction to our Lord Jesus.
能够把满足带给我们的主耶稣基督。
Brother and sister, this matter of David returning to Jerusalem is very critical to our spiritual life.
弟兄姐妹们，大卫回到耶路撒冷做王，这是在我们的属灵的生命上，这是一个非常重要的事情。
In order for David to return, the men of Judah must invite him back.
为了要让大卫能够回去，犹大人必须要来邀请他。
You know, David would not go back to Jerusalem on his own. David will wait on the east side of the Jordan until the men of Judah invited him back.
大卫只会在约旦河的东边一直等待，直到犹大人来邀请他回去。
When the men of Judah asked, "Return you and your servants," and David began to return.
当犹大众人来邀请大卫说，请王和王的一切臣仆回来的时候。
Without the invitation of the men of Judah, David would not return to Jerusalem.
没有犹大人的邀请，大卫是不会回到耶路撒冷去。
Our Lord Jesus will not sit on the throne of our heart without an invitation from us.
我们的主耶稣也今天也不会坐在我们心中的宝座上，若是我们没有邀请他的话。
Our Lord Jesus will wait at the east side of Jordan.
我们的主耶稣会在约旦河的东边一直的等候。
Until one day you ask, "Lord, return and sit on the throne of my heart."
直到有一天你对他说，请你回来坐在我心中的宝座上。
Our Lord Jesus will not force himself into your heart.
我们的主耶稣会一直的等候，一直的等候。 他不会勉强他的自己,
waiting on the east side of the river of Jordan for a very long time.
他已经在约旦河的东边等候许多的日子。
He had never been invited by many of us.
但是他却没有被我们来邀请。
While you ask the Lord Jesus to return to your heart.
你愿意邀请主耶稣回到你心中的宝座上吗?
While you invite our Lord Jesus to return to the throne of your heart.
你愿不愿意邀请主耶稣回来坐在你心中的宝座上呢?
It is your call.
这是你的意思。
The Lord Jesus is willing.
主耶稣是愿意的。
But he's waiting for invitation.
但是他是在等候我们向对他的邀请。
Are you willing to invite our Lord Jesus back?
你是否愿意邀请主耶稣回来呢?
Absalom is gone.
亚撒龙过去了。
The throne is empty.
现在这个宝座是空的。
But it takes the men of Judah to ask David. To come back.
但是要犹大的众人，他们来邀请大卫王回去。
Are you willing?
你愿意吗?
To ask.
你愿意来问主吗?
Are you willing to ask the Lord to return, to sit on the throne of your heart?
你是否愿意邀请主耶稣回来坐在你心中的宝座上呢?
If you ask, he will return.
你求问他，你邀请他就会回来。
If you do not ask, he will stay put.
你若是不求问，他就在原地不动。
What is your choice?
你的选择是什么？
What is our choice?
我们今天的选择是什么？
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We can come and consider the story of David.
天父，我们感谢你，今天早上我们能够一同来思想大卫的故事。
We thank you that you have placed this story in the Bible for a very good reason.
我们感谢你把这个故事放在圣经里面，是你有美意。
Because it is the story of our life.
因为这是我们生命的故事。
We see ourselves in the stories.
我们在这个故事中看见我们的自己。
It describes our spiritual struggles.
这说出了我们属灵的挣扎。
We pray this morning that Holy Spirit will be the light of these words.
愿意今天早上这圣灵成为这话语的光。
So that we can see the real issue is that our Lord is not sitting on the throne.
让我们看见我们今天真正的原因乃是因为主耶稣基督没有坐在宝座上。
The throne is not occupied by our Lord Jesus.
这个宝座并不是被我们的主耶稣基督所占住、所坐的。
May this morning the Holy Spirit encourage us.
愿意今天早上圣灵来提醒我、来鼓励我们。
To take that initiative.
能够来有这样的起义。
To invite our Lord Jesus to take the highest place in our heart.
来邀请主耶稣基督在我们的生活上站在最高的地位。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
this may be a time.
这个就是时，这个
时刻。While we're still praying.
当我们祷告的时候。
If you have not asked the Lord Jesus to sit on the throne of your heart,
若是你还没有邀请主耶稣基督坐在你心中的宝座上
，and this is time to do it.
这个时刻就是你当可以问邀请他的时候。
You didn't have to wait.
你不需要再等候。
We don't have much time to wait.
我们没有许多的时间等候。
Just in your heart, in your spirit, to say the Lord.Come back.
在你的心中，在你的灵里，对主说，请你回
来。Just ask the Lord return, return to the throne of my heart.
邀请主耶稣回到你心中的宝座上。
You deserve to take the highest place.
对主说，你是配得得到最高的荣耀。
I'm not going to listen to Shema anymore.
我不愿意再听示美的话。
I'm not going to use the excuse from Mephibosheth.
我不愿意再接受米菲波设的一些借口。
I will ask the Lord Jesus to sit on the throne.
我愿意邀请
of my heart.
我愿意邀请主耶稣基督坐在我心中的宝座上。
You can do that now.
在这个就是时候。
You can do that in your spirit.
在你的心中，在你的灵里。
You do that in your heart.
在你的心中。
You don't even need to let anybody else know.
你根本你不需要让别人知道。
It's between you and the Lord Jesus.
这乃是在你和神之间的事。
But this will make the differences in your spiritual life.
但是这会在对你的属灵的生命上带来许多的很大的不同。
It's not only now you do this.
不仅已经现在这样子做。
You do this at every day of your life.
在每一天的生活中，我们都当如此行。
Every time we come to the Lord, we ask the Lord to take the highest place in my life.
每一次我们来到主面前的时候，我们就求主居首位。
Every time the Shema is talking, you say, Jesus, take the highest place in my life.
每一次当示美说话的时候，我们就说愿主居首位。
Every time you struggle with the environment, you say, Jesus Christ, take the highest place in my heart.
当你在挣扎与环境的事情挣扎的时候，我们就说愿主居首位。
You will experience the surpassing greatness of power.
你就要经历那莫大的能力。
Father, we thank you for this time.
天父，我们实在感谢你这个时候。
We pray for those that who invite you this morning.
我们为着那邀请你的人来祷告。
We don't know who they are.
我们不知道他们是谁。
But Lord Jesus, you know.
但是主耶稣你知道。
Answer their prayer.
垂听他们的祷告。
Answer their invitations.
答应他们的邀请。
Return to their heart.
回到他们心中。
To take the highest place in their heart.
在他们心中站在最高的地位。
To rule and reign in our heart.
在他们的心中来做王。
To release the surpassing greatness of powers.
来显明莫大的能力。
So that for the rest of our life, we will continue to testify that Jesus Christ is Lord.
叫我们在我们一生都见证耶稣基督是主。
We thank you for this time.
我们为着这个时间感谢你。
We thank you for the mercies that you have bestowed upon us.
为着你向我们所施的怜悯，我们感谢你。
We will commit this time into your hands.
我们把这时间交在你的手中。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen. Amen.